Hey, Jesse?
Hi.
Hey, Jesse, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty
What's
good.
the name of that company again?
Our company is Local Splash.
Local Splash, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're a premier Google partner out of Orange County, California. We're right next to the Google headquarters here. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Yeah, could you just explain how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our company, Local Splash, like I said, we're a premier Google partner, so we focus on Google Places placements. We started out as an SEO company in 2004, but became a Google partner in 2017, and since then we've been focusing on Google Places. Those are those three guys that show up next to the map there when you do a search on Google, if you type in lawn care or landscaping. So the reason we're reaching out to you today is because we had a listing that became available for Google Places in your territory. And usually when a position opens up, Google gives us a list of the companies that they consider potentially qualified prospects. And then my reps like Tara, they go down the list and kind of pre-screen until we basically just looks down the list until we actively fill it. Once we fill it, we close out the category. So we can't work with any other competing companies in the area that provide the same services. So obviously we'd have to, create and verify your Google business profile if you haven't gotten that far yet. And then once it's verified, we can go into the back end of the Google business profile and apply the algorithm updates that'll move you up to that first page. So there's a little bit of a process to this. It's not like we flip a switch and then you're up there. We have to customize the campaign for your company and make sure it's working for you.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But the placement will cover you on the first page for up to 40 miles from your address that Google sends the PIN verification letter to. You could shrink that area if you like. That's just kind of like the maximum. And then we list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. So you can actually hand select what you're found for, but we do have Google Analytics, which is a public site. You could actually access Google Analytics as well. And that lets you see like which keywords and services are getting searched the most in your area. That way we don't really have to play the guessing game on what's going to work best for your company and get you going as soon as possible.
I see.
The benefit to you, though, is that placement. I mean, 90% of your calls are going to come from that first page placement. 90% of the time when people search on Google, they don't go past the first page. So, we're basically talking about putting your business where a majority of your potential prospects are going to make their decision. And you won't have to pay per lead or click or call for this placement. You're also at the peak time of the year. The next 2 months are considered some of the most profitable months of the year, for landscaping and lawn care in this area. So, not really a better time, I should say. Do you have a website at all? Have you developed one yet?
No.
No? No website? Okay. Maybe we can help you with that too. What have you been doing to get leads so far? I mean, I know you're only one week in business, but what have you been doing to get your name out there and get some new clients going?
Well, I'm assuming you got my phone number from Angie Leeds. That's where I, Home Advisor, I guess,
mm-hmm.
where I first got a lead generation service with them. So
okay, you signed up with that.
It.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely possible. I mean, Home Advisor does have an account with Google where they do this type of advertisement as well. You'll actually see them on the first page of Google if you look up landscaping. It's actually how they get a majority of the leads that they sell on their platform. They're a reseller.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously, if they have a submission or submitted your information anywhere on their platform, then Google's definitely going to have access to it there as well. And they got to have some kind of information in order to pre-screen you and put you on the qualified candidates list. So it's definitely plausible assumption you're making there. So it's basically just Home Advisor by Angie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a lead generation service. They have like a 1-year subscription.
Mm-hmm. I do know that company actually very well. I've been here 12 years and I've heard good and I've heard bad. Lately it's been a majority of bad just because, they give you the lead, but there's no like real insurance the lead's going to turn into anything, especially if they sell it to 3 or 4 other people, which they've been caught by the Federal Trade Commission, doing that. And so a lot of times the business owners are like paying a lead fee for something that didn't actually turn into a client, for them. So
yeah. They
wind up spending a lot of money on that. That platform is usually a lot easier to use if you have like a large marketing budget. Like if you can afford, $200 to $300 per week, to throw towards leads, then usually you can have a pretty good turnover with that platform. But if you're working with a limited budget, I wouldn't say, go throw $200 to $300 for a month into that and hope to see high volume. Cause, I know their leads are like $30 a pop, even for landscaping. Sometimes lower, but they usually end up being around that. So, you'll go through 10, 15 leads. You end up spending like $300-$400, which isn't bad. I mean, if you have good conversion, but they're not doing you any kind of help by selling it to other competing companies as well that are on their list there. But, obviously, I mean, I think you could see if we list you independently here on the first page of Google, establish your own Google business profile, your own website, with your own reviews and everything and your phone number up there where they can call you directly, how that would be, better for your business, right? You could rank above your potential competitors. They don't have to go through Home Advisor to get sent to you and you call them back. They could actually just contact you right off page one as a live call without the additional charges throughout the month. I mean, I'm sure you could see a value in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, everything we do here is month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing would be set at a flat rate of $299 with the discounts applied for you being a new business. Also in this package, you'd be getting the custom website design for your business. You'll also get the popular directory submissions. So you'll be on Apple search results. You'll be on Bing. You'll be on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, and Amazon Alexa voice search results. And then the in-depth tracking system is going to be your client relationship management system or pipeline of clients, is what I should say, where it'll keep track of all the leads that you're getting, what keywords they looked up to find you, the zip codes they came from. You could request reviews through that tracking system. That'll be your best friend there, especially if you miss calls sometimes or if you don't have somebody there to like answer the phones consistently while you're working. That'll kind of save their information for you. So you could always call those guys back and that way you're not like missing opportunities throughout the month or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the first page placement's really the money maker. I mean, all the other things that we do for you, there's also like a Facebook business profile we could create and run ads from, but all the other things outside of that Google first page placement, they'd probably generate maybe only like 20% of the clients that you'd see throughout the month. Majority of it's, I would say a solid 80% of all your leads are going to come from Google directly, if not 90. Some people it's 100.
Yeah.
That's just what everybody uses nowadays. Facebook can be effective, but it just doesn't compare to Google. That's the convenience of them being able to pull their phone out of their pocket and just look up lawn care landscaping. If they're within 40 miles of you, you're there and accessible to them with just a push of a button. So, did you have any other questions about the our services or how it works?
Well, I understand how effective it would be to have good visibility on Google,
mm-hmm.
but what I'm wondering about is, do you think the importance of having a like well-developed product would be like a major factor or less major?
No, it's not as important anymore. When I started working here, you know, reviews were a huge factor. Website, you know, we couldn't even do the optimization without a website, and then we would need the reviews to kind of continue to put you higher and higher on the search results page. Now, because of the Google partnership and the way that they've enrolled that, or rolled out, I should say, that Google Partner Program, it's irrelevant. Like, we have guys on the first page as top recommended options with little to no reviews at all. We build the website for them and get them the established product. So don't undermine the content that we create for you. You know, it's professionally developed content, and it's all created with this marketing strategy in mind. So, you know, we'll have the most up-to-date and necessary content. But if you're saying like, hey, I don't have 25-star reviews, should I do something like this? You know, a lot of the guys that have 25-star reviews got them because they did this first, not because they did it after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
We build you up, right? And the Google verification has to happen before you can get any reviews or even just exist online. So that's a long-term benefit to doing something like this. Even if you were to leave us in the winter months, if things like slow down, you still keep all your online listings, all your reviews, your Google business profile. If you don't renew with HomeAdvisor next year or Angie's, everything that you've developed up until that point, you know, is basically hindering on pay us or we shut it down. You know, we don't do that. Like your Google verification and all this stuff, the website, you know, those are long-term branding tools that your company's going to want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where would the website be hosted from?
Oh, we would host it. I mean, we get a Google domain and then we do the hosting actually in-house for you. Obviously, if you were to leave us and you wanted to keep the site, you would need to find a new host.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to have a host just to keep content on a website. Any website across the internet has to have a host in order to just keep it up there, keep the content up.
Well, I think I got called today by another search engine optimization company. But
mm-hmm.
that's all they did.
That was just the SEO stuff.
All they offered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys seem much more comprehensive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just starting, and I know little to nothing about the business side of this, and I think that I would like to make sure that the structure of my company is more solid on the business side, more oriented towards being a solid business, because I don't want it to just rely on me as the owner being there and being the only person who can make
do everything. Happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of want to set it up to where I can move forward in the future towards kind of stepping back. And because I created the structure of the company properly, it can, you know, not like run itself, but it can run with
self-sufficient
employees in place.
Yeah, you need a manager.
The right policies.
Yeah.
To manage the company mostly without my presence.
With all due respect, you know, you have the right mindset 100%. And this will touch on that on every single, fundamental level of what you're trying to do. With the business. Success though is going to be dependent on, working with the right people, at least from an advertising standpoint. I would say where you're at right now, you're going to wind up spending more money than necessary. You might even wind up taking a step back, before you go forward when it comes to pay-per-lead services. And as far as SEO services, that would probably be better than what you're doing now, but still not equivalent to working with a Google partner. Because we operate exclusively and we only call out when there is an opening for first page placement. SEO companies, you might be using them for 3, 6, 9 months and never actually make it onto page one organically, you know? So you do run a risk there. And I say that because we were an SEO company, so I do know how SEO tactics work, especially nowadays. If you're not a Google partner and you're an SEO company, your chances of landing your clients on the first page are slim to none because they have the algorithm updates that dictates who ranks and who doesn't. And they don't want anybody getting rich without them getting a piece of the pie, so to speak. So, but from a fundamental level, you know, you're saying, hey, I want to hire the right guys. You know, the right guys that you need are going to want to work for the right company too. You know, you got to understand that work is their livelihood. And so your credibility factors of us, you know, Google verifying you, having you, verified as a contractor, they'll know you're licensed, you know, if you have or any required documents, maybe it's not required, in Idaho, I have to check, but, all the paperwork, you know, all the credibility, you would want to work with a company that's reputable, you know. I know you would, and it's no different for the guy that you're going to want to hire to manage it. And then even as managing it or running it, you're going to want to have a good reputation. So, and you're going to want a pipeline of business and a consistent flow of business to keep those guys busy, to keep the money coming in so you can pay them, and, you know what I mean, and they can take care of their families. And so,
yeah,
you know, from a fundamental level, you shouldn't put this off to the side and then say, oh, I want all these things to happen. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be reeling in the clients.
What I'm trying to say is
the engine.
Is that I don't believe I have enough knowledge to be able to take this step. Because, like, if I'm getting a lot of business and then I can't handle it because it's just me right now.
That's fine. There's other options for them. You know, you cherry pick what works for you. That's what everybody does. Nobody's just trying to answer the phone and go out to every single person that calls them. These guys are having to turn down jobs daily, you know. If it doesn't fit for them, it's not enough money, it's too far, whatever the case may be. I mean, it happens on a day-to-day basis, and we do have review monitoring in place. So the only reviews being submitted are the ones that you actually like send that review request form through your tracking system. So they're verified customers. You can't have like a competitor or somebody just get up there and bash you or mad that you didn't take the job or whatever the case may be. That's an everyday scenario that comes with the territory, you know. If you're top recommended, you're going to be in high demand, and that's what you want, you know. And then you get to choose what you do instead of just kind of, hey, I'll take whatever comes my way. That's kind of a desperate position for a business.
Do you have any guarantees? Because, like, I don't have a lot of capital right now. So
if
I were to spend money on the first month, and then I didn't get any results, I'd just kind of be in a tough position.
Yeah. I mean, starting a business is doing exactly that. I mean, you don't have a guarantee. Anybody that tells you, I guarantee you that you're going to get customers and it's not the actual homeowner that's going to pay you is lying to you. And I'm not going to lie to you. I will tell you that it is the best thing. If you do your research, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. So having that placement, you know, is crucial. You know, some people spend 6 months, a year, 2 years before they actually get a placement, and then they become profitable once they have the placement. So for us to be able to get all that going, you know, and have you in a position to basically be profitable within a 1 to 2 month period. Awesome. You know, I mean, it doesn't get better than that, but I can't guarantee you, customers. You know, Google records our conversations. They just don't want us saying like, I guarantee you anything unless you're actually doing Google Guarantee, which is a product that they have now. I don't know if you've seen those guys. but it's a pay-per-lead service that Google rolled out at the beginning of last year. And it's, or it's also known as local service ads, too, if you want to look into that. But I wouldn't even recommend it because you have to, you know, go through an extensive background screening. You have to be Google verified. You have to have at least 5 Google reviews. So there's a lot of loops that you have to jump through before you're even eligible for the Google Guarantee program. And doing this local listing, though, will put you through all those loops. So, you know, if you fast forward like a month or two and then, you know, you're eligible, we can always have the conversation about Google Guarantee and those guarantee of leads, right? But the homeowner is the only person that guarantees you anything in business, Jesse, or business owner that's signing on the dotted line for like a contract for you guys. So you should be leery of any marketing agency that says, I guarantee you, because Google doesn't want us to do that either. Because like if I guaranteed you, okay, there's 1,500 searches. Let's say you get 1%. You know, I guarantee you 15. And then it takes us 2 weeks just to get your everything up and running, build your website, do the Google verification, do your client interview, all the stuff it takes just to get you going. And you end up at the end of that month only getting like 10 or 11. You know? Mm-hmm. Now I just lied to you in order to get you to buy our services. And it's a month-to-month service. So what do you think happens with a business owner if you lie to them in a month-to-month service? You know, they cancel. And then all that work that we did that first month for that business basically just goes down the tubes from our perspective. You guys will still have all your content and things like that. But from our perspective, you know, we want to build a long-term relationship with you. And that's not going to happen if we lie or tell you, hey, this is – tell you something that's not true, you know, or misleading. You're just going to sever. It's just like a marriage, you know. But business owners are even more cutthroat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can't guarantee you anything, but if I was to start a business today, the first thing I would do is either create and verify my own Google business profile and then wait for first page placement to open up in my territory or, you know, start, you know, looking, doing it the old school way, you know, which is like you can go door knocking or hanging flyers or, you know, but that stuff, the results that yields going to be like a tenth of what you'd get by just showing up in front of people when they're ready to hire some help.
Yeah.
So, and then you're just, again, at a position where you're not really in strength. You're kind of taking whatever will come your way. It's kind of a desperate place to be in for a business owner. So if you plan on building this, you know, and hiring the right guys, you know, then we definitely want to build a pipeline of business to where the right guys are going to want to work for you and know that they have a consistent flow of work and are able to make money and put food on the table.
Yeah.
And the beauty of all this, though, Jesse, that I will say is a great thing about working with our company, especially as a business owner that's only 1 week in, we kind of educate you on a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of your marketing is a write-off for you. We always make sure we send over business invoices that you guys are able to capitalize on those write-offs as a business expense for the marketing and, you know, making sure that you know, because we have so much experience with working with business owners, there's a lot of questions that you might have that we'll be able to answer and kind of walk you through. And it's important for us that you're successful. You know, if you're not making money this month, we're not going to make money next month. You know, again, that you run the risk of canceling it. So we do kind of educate our clients, and we usually find those are the happiest guys because they know exactly what we're bringing to the table, and that makes it so they don't have a problem paying for it each month or coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's month to month, you know, you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. We're always on a show and prove basis with you. I'm saying if you give it 45, 60 days, I mean, you'll have a long-term marketing solution you'll use for years. I have guys that I've worked with, you know, 10, 11 years consecutively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a pay-per-lead system where we're marketing ourselves on Google. We have an agent a partner company marketing us, getting us leads to sell to you, and then we're charging you for those and selling them to 4 or 5 other guys. So if you're going to compare it to that, you know, I would only need 30 days to really show you what's what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
website alone, by the way, is going to run you like three times what I quoted you for the monthly if you were to just buy the website from us alone. So hey, the fact that I'm able to throw that in too is a good jump starter for your company. I didn't want to undermine that. It's a nice website.
I'm wondering
mm-hmm.
if I can do this later.
Well, I mean, we have to have a spot open. We don't even reach out to people unless we have a position available for their area and industry. And then you got to be on our qualified candidates list. So it's really just based on availability. I mean, it's something we're actively looking to fill. They usually do fill pretty quickly within an hour or two. Once we fill it, then, you know, the conversation kind of goes dead. The website and all those other things are just stuff that we offer to do for our clients that are on the first page if they don't have it. Just to make sure that they're, you know, getting the maximum benefit of being up there.
Look
as presentable as possible. But, yeah. What's holding you back? Why are you saying, like, later on?
Well,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like I need more education about how to run a business and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, I can't educate you overnight. So
at this point, I'm
being a business owner self comes from
employed and not a business owner or an entrepreneur. I'm
you lack experience.
For myself.
Yeah, I get you. You know, and that's the reality is these guys aren't finding work for themselves usually though. You know, they're marketing. If you look at the guys that are up there now and then how they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously every business owner up there has been in the position of you're at where you are right now where it's like, hey, I just started this company. I don't know what to do. You know, a lot of them, what you're seeing is like an end result, for them. So. They're doing well, you know. Smart business owners aren't going to continue to use a service like this each month if it's not yielding a good return on investment for them. And these guys like CQC, you know, 138 reviews, 4.7 star rating. Google says on average, like one out of every four customers actually goes and writes the review. So guys probably generated over 1,000 clients or close to it. Just off that first page placement. Well, could be other things too though, but I mean, obviously it's profitable. The other companies up there are like Lotta Landscaping, LLC. I don't know if you heard of them either.
No.
They've only been around for 3 years, 54 reviews, 5-star rating.
Are they down in Coeur d'Alene?
Lotta is, I know they serve like Twin Lakes and surrounding areas. The Google partner, they requested to have their address hidden through their Google partner. So, yeah, they're not displaying it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But, okay. Yeah, it's for the same service area or else they wouldn't be there. Right. So, they're in your service area. CQC and Lotta would be like your main competitors right now. There are other companies out there that do have like Google verification, have been building up reviews. We'll probably get contacted by us today. Companies like Panhandle Lawn and Landscape or North Idaho Landscaping. Then there's a few other guys that are not fully verified, but they do have reviews, you know, Roots Landscape Company, Clapper's Landscaping and Design. So that's why I'm saying the benefit to you is that you're a week in. You know, some of these guys wait like 6 months or a year before a spot even opens up to have the conversation. And in the meantime, they're spending, you know, thousands of dollars building websites, paying for leads on pay-per-lead platforms, kind of like you're doing now, getting Google verified, doing all these other things just to get to this point of being able to have the placement. So instead of us telling you, hey, you got to build your carriage from scratch before we come put a horse on it to pull it, we're telling you, hey, we got a horse and we'll build your carriage or provide you a carriage. And basically have to just get in and ride, and we'll give you transparency on everything that we're doing for you every step of the way. And it's month to month. I mean, if you ever felt like it wasn't a good fit for you, you could discontinue it. We don't charge any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We just part ways as friends, and you'll probably just end up a little further down the list, like some of these guys that are currently in the Google Places section.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you're not findable at all. So you're going from like, I mean, I could do the search and scroll down through like 30 landscapers in the area. And I mean, Lehman's Landscaping is nowhere to be found. So that's like, it's not good from any business owner's perspective. You know, I know you're just getting started, but I think you would agree, you know, you'd want your next door neighbor to at least be able to find you or look you up. If somebody is considering hiring you for a job, they want to be able to kind of make sure you're real.
So you said, you told me that, like, there was quite a bit that was included in that price.
Yes.
I'm wondering if there is, like,
I got a breakdown.
Get the Google first.
Well, it's funny you say that, because, yeah, here, let me show you what I did for you so that you can get an understanding. Yeah. I definitely know how to help jumpstart a company. So I saw that new in business mm-hmm. credit. That's the whole reason Tara asked me to jump on the line, is because with the pricing structures, I'm overriding stuff that she doesn't have the ability to do herself. And so when you look at the pricing page that I texted you, the cheapest package that we have, the essential, which is just for the placement itself, it's $299, and there's a $299 setup fee that goes towards like name, address, and phone number cleanups. I mean, remember, this isn't just SEO. This is a Google Places placement. So it's actual paid placement, through a Google partner. So it's, I mean, we're doing all your name, address, and phone number cleanups, the creation of your Google business profile, everything. I mean, it's outlined there at the setup fee. So keyword research, programming, landing page optimization for the website. It's usually what the setup fee goes towards. What I did is I put you on a platinum bundle. The platinum bundle is the last package down. It says most popular. It's usually $5.99 monthly with that $2.99 setup fee. So if you're starting a business from scratch, that would be the bundle for you. It'd be $8.98 and then $5.99 each month. But since I applied these credits, you know, waiving the setup fee, reduced the rate by 50%, I basically am only charging you what it would cost for the Google Places placement. And I'm including all these other features just to kind of ensure the success of the business. So that way we can turn it into something long-term. Because if you just do this for a month and then, you know, you run, so to speak, we would lose money. I mean, just on the website alone, we would lose money. But mm-hmm. that platinum bundle, you know, it's got the site, it's got Facebook ads, Bing, you're on our popular directories like Apple, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa, tracking system, CRM. Like, you're getting all the bells and whistles that you would need. I mean, effectively at $2.99 each month, I've made it so you won't need any other marketing strategies. At $10 a day, if you break it down, you wouldn't need to pay per lead with Home Advisor by Angie's List once all of this is up and running at its max capacity through all those platforms. There wouldn't be any other marketing that anybody could really offer you of significance other than maybe Google Ads or the Google Guarantee program that we touched on. But that would be something I would offer you maybe in the future. Once you are ready to expand, you know, this local listing is just, you know, 40-mile radius of you. The only way we're going to be able to go further than that is by doing Google Ads or Google Guarantee. But again, we just want to get your feet going, get your feet wet, start generating those clients. With those clients, each one you get, you're going to develop more experience when it comes to creating invoices, conducting the jobs. You're going to learn stuff every day. You know, it just comes with it. But some people, yeah they put a toe in, then they put the life jacket on and they do that for a couple months, and then some people just jump off the boat, learn how to swim, sink or swim, right? And so,
yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I was wondering is, does it matter if I don't have an LLC?
No, not at all. Not at all. Honestly, I think this is just personal opinion. I think LLCs can be kind of sticky, because you got to pay for the LLC, and then, you know, now that your government's involved, it's like asking but it's like asking a young guy in today's society, like, oh, should I get married or should I just keep her my girlfriend? Like, keep her your girlfriend. Don't bring the government into it. Like, until you're ready. I mean, it could add legitimacy if you start doing things like commercially or on a commercial scale, where you're like nailing down landscaping contracts commercially on a regular basis, you know, then sure, you know, it might help. But
isn't that kind of risky?
What?
The IRS could easily find someone if their first page on Google and they don't have a company.
Well, not paying taxes is different. I didn't tell you to not pay taxes.
Okay.
You pay your taxes. You still document what you're doing. You still open up a business.
Can someone have employees without having a business?
Yeah, you absolutely can. And it's not without having a business. What you're talking about, an LLC, is different than just like filing and paying your taxes. You can go to a bank, open up a business bank account. You don't have to have an LLC. It just means limited liability company. I see what you mean though when you say like you're very new to business. Yeah, an LLC or like incorporated, those aren't even things you have to display. It's the same thing like landscaping. To push a lawnmower, for example, I'm not saying that's just what you're doing or want to demean your company, that's not what I'm saying, but to just push a lawnmower, you don't need to be licensed to do that or to provide that service to people. And they could pay you to do the service as well. They could hire you. And I'm not saying avoid paying your taxes. Documenting it, having a business account, documenting all your expenses and write-offs, I would recommend. Just an LLC does bring the government kind of into it in a different way. Obviously, you're going to get investigated and audited if you're not paying your taxes. So I wouldn't recommend any business doing it. That's a recipe for disaster. I actually recommend opening a business account, doing all your business expenses through that account, or at least keeping track of all your invoices and receipts that have to do with, even if it's gas or a work vehicle, because those are things you'll be able to write off and not actually cost you anything in the grand scheme of things. If you do it the right way, you almost get a significant tax break or end up having to pay nothing at the end of the year. Yeah, but the LLC is more like limited liability, so it's more just, let's say I hired you, right?
For asset protection.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you're coming to people's house, and let's say I hired you, and your mower hit a rock, and the rock flew through my window, you know what I mean? At that point, I'm going, dude, you got to pay for that window, you know what I mean? And so having that limited liability is more telling the homeowner, like, hey, you hired us, so anything that happens, you know, you understand that I have that limited liability. You can only hold me so liable for whatever happens when you're hiring me to come out here and provide these services. So there is a risk that they're taking, at that point versus if you don't have it and then something like that does happen, then they're going, hey, you need to fix the window. And then you're coming out of pocket for it instead of saying, hey, you know, you hired us. You knew there was a risk that this could happen. So and so. So. There's just some legal jargon into it, and then because they provide you with the limited liability insurance, you know, there's fees you have to pay for the LLC or the limited liability coverage and to have that. So that's what I'm saying. It's just adding to your overhead. I mean, you could operate for a lot of time. Some people operate indefinitely with no LLC at all, but it could be something that you want later, especially if you're going to hire guys and send them out, you know,
if you're doing it yourself, it's just you're taking your own responsibility for a while. But if you're going to hire guys and send them out, then you want to have that LLC on your company name. It just it protects everybody, or at least your company. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the reason I don't recommend it is just because, you know, you're just adding more overhead. Right now, you're a week in, man. I mean, you're thinking so far ahead instead of taking things step by step, which is good. I mean, you want to have a good idea of what you're getting into, if you're going to run a marathon, right? I wouldn't recommend it right now. Right now, it's more just establishing the brand, get the name out there, start developing a pipeline of business, because you're going to need the money that comes from that in order to afford to do all of those things, to pay for the LLC and everything else. So that's why I was saying, like, this is pretty essential on every level.
Okay. So if I were to do this, mm-hmm. How could you prove to me that you are the company that you said you claim you are? Because,
well, so you see the number that I texted you from with the link to the pricing page, the 877-63. Oh yeah, yeah. I sent you the pricing page so you could see everything.
Because here it says you have a 208 number, and that's my local area code.
Yeah, it's a voice over internet system, so I'm not talking to you on the landline. It's through the computer. Same with my rep that dialed you. It goes through an auto dialer system, like Vici Dial. I don't know if you ever heard of that before.
Let me check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that number, the 877-635-6225, if you plug it in into the search engine, it'll pull up Local Splash and like all our reviews and everything. So obviously if I'm sending you a text from our business line and it's registered as our business line for the last like 20 years.
Okay.
We're a real company. Like if you look up our reviews through Glassdoor or BirdEye or anything like that, you could see some pictures of our company as a whole from like an end Alzheimer's campaign that we did, like a track event. It's like 450 people at work here. We're not a new company or some fly-by-night business. We're partnered with Google. We've been around for a very long time. We were around even before we partnered with Google. We got kind of strong-armed into our partnership, to be honest. We were doing fine. It's just an SEO company, but Google was basically like, you either partner with us and you abide by these rules, or we're not going to give you access to the algorithm. So all your clients are going to end up falling off the first page that are on the first page currently. And we're going to come after you if you tell anybody that you're providing a product that has to do with Google. And so it was kind of like, all right, well, either we shut down or we cooperate, you know? And so that was their way. But our company was actually big enough of an SEO company where we didn't need our Google partnership. We were functioning for, you know, solid 12 years without them and doing really well. But the algorithm updates that they have helped, you know, our clients get up there a lot quicker. All the SEO stuff's done, and then you're also getting Google Places placements. But we're also limited on the amount of people that we could sign up because of our Google partnership. We can only work with the allotted positions in Google Places versus before as an SEO company, I could sign up like three guys in the same area and start working on organic listings for them. So as a sales rep back then, I used to really like that. When I first started out working here, I'd get like a whole team of you guys signed up, and you know, they would give me residuals for it. And then they said, well, you know, we want to keep you here, but we'll give you a pay raise. So I just stuck with it and became manager of the sales department. So I want to give you a second to do your research. That'll make you feel a lot comfortable too, you know? A lot more comfortable if you know exactly who you're in bed with. It's always good. Do research, ask around, check on our friends.
Hmm.
So you'll see like 4.2 on Google, there's like 984. You go to BirdEye, there's like 1,500 of them, 4.9. If you go to featured customers, actually I think featured customers has the 1,500, but featured customers are actual business owners that use our service. They're not people who just like pissed off one of my reps called them. And we can actually expunge all these reviews if we wanted to on Google. But our CEO says leave them up there just for transparency. Anybody that wrote something negative is going to be somebody who is either still with us or we resolve their complaint. That's how we keep our A-plus accreditation with the BBB. Or even if it's just somebody who's given unrealistic expectation and thinks that, hey, you sign up with us today, you know, I guarantee you, that's why we can't say guarantee, right? Guarantee you, you're going to make $1 million, you know. That's why I'm not doing that. I notice I have the best success if I kind of under-promise to you guys and over-deliver. You know, if I tell you, hey, you'll start getting customers in a week, and it takes 2-3 weeks before you actually start getting customers or before you get a transaction, then, you know, we run that risk of you canceling. So I'd rather under-promise, tell you, hey, you know, try this 45, 60 days. You know, that's not going to take us that long, but I just like to say that because I know if I have that much time, there's no way that you go back and say, I want to pay per lead. Yeah, I want to do this or that. I mean, there's really nothing better under the sun than being on that first page of Google. I mean, if I told you to find me a landscaper that could come out and help me tomorrow, you'd probably pull your phone out and hop on Google. It's no different for your customers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then the Google Partner badge is attached to that pricing page that I sent you to. That's a live link to google.com/partners too. So that way you know you're talking to a premier Google partner, one of the highest rated Google partner accreditation that you could achieve. So it's not going to get any better than this. Now what I would like you to do is Glassdoor reviews HomeAdvisor or look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor and see what you're doing now and why you should get away from that as soon as possible and start working on your Google listings.
Yeah.
Because those guys
are
doing Google advertising. So they basically have a Google partner doing this for them in order to get the leads that they sell to you through that platform. We're basically just offering for you to skip a step and list yourself independently and just let people call you live.
So how would I manage this, all of this?
We have an app.
Like several different accounts set up across
several
different platforms.
We have an app. We have an app. You have your own username and password, and you have an account dashboard and tracking system that you could just log into. We recommend that you download the app and you stay logged into that, and we recommend you check it every day or two. And that's going to pipeline your leads, so it'll tell you where everything's coming from, whether it be from Facebook or another platform, Google. It'll all be there. The Google leads are the best, though, because we actually have recordings. Since they're making a call to a business, we're legally allowed to have, like, recordings in there. So the business owners actually have, like, recorded conversations of the people contacting them and then pitching the people. That kind of helps them develop their introduction to business or to people. It also has, like, if you use Google Voice, like a tracking number we could provide for you, it actually has a caller ID system. So if they dial that voice tracking number, it'll be like a 1-800 number for your business. It'll actually forward to you live in real time, and it'll actually say on your caller ID system that it's a potential prospect from Google. So it'll be like a Google lead that you're getting, a live call off your Google business profile. So that's a nice little tool. But yeah, and that tracking system, you know, it'll pipeline everything. Even the calls that you're missing, Jesse, you can go in there at the end of the day and then, you know, you'll have people to call back. That's why I was telling you it's really important to do stuff like this because it'll establish a pipeline of business where it's like you're never sitting there twiddling your thumbs going, hey, what should I do? You know, once it's up and running, it's like, okay, I've just finished this job. What's the next job? You can go into your pipeline and you can see, hey, this was a live call from today, or you can go call some people back from last week. Hey, just want to make a courtesy call. I noticed you guys reached out to my company. You know, see if you still needed any help or what we could do for you. You know, maybe you spend like an hour at the end of your day, if you're not already having projects booked up, go back and do that. And that helps too, keep you consistent. So we have various different ways of tracking it and various different tools to bring in those leads, but it's all in that tracking system to answer your question, just kind of cut and dry. So you'll be able to oversee it from your smartphone. Like you could take a 15-minute water break while you're out there and just pull it up on your phone, see what's going on. And then when you're done with jobs, you also want to log into there, send them the link to the Google Business Review, ask them to write the review, put a star rating up there for you, type something out. We want to build up your reputation as much as possible, because the reviews, it's not a requirement for us to get you up there anymore, but we definitely recommend it. Yeah, it certainly helps. People like seeing the five-star rating and be able to verify, make sure you're good at what you do.
So how would I go about setting this up?
So if you wanted to give it a shot, you only commit to a month, I'll create your account and secure the position for you. I'll send you three things. One, your login credentials for that tracking system, and a link to the tracking system. They'll send you a separate email with the app link so you can download the app. And then there'll be a YouTube video in there too to show you how to use it. And then I'll also send you your Google verification form so you can get Google verified. You got to fill that out. And then I'll also send you an outline of the agreement in writing that you got to sign off on. Okay, so you get those three things. And then I'll schedule a client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule is like. And we'll sit down with a client interview technician and we'll go over like all the services you offer, the service area you're targeting. We'll get a domain purchased for your website, and then we'll get an idea on how you want your website to look. We'll start working on that. And then once we have the verifications complete, Google's also going to send a pin to you in the mail. Forgot to mention that. You'll get a little postcard in the mail, say Google on it, 5-digit number on the back. But once we've done all these things, then we can go live with the campaign. So, you know, if I started up today, you know, could have a lot of this stuff knocked out by Friday or Monday next week, and then it's just a matter of ongoing optimization and, you know, making sure that you're answering the phone and getting good reviews. So the quick answer would be I would need 2 to 3 minutes, though, just to kind of create the account and set the appointment for the client interview and then secure your first month's payment of the $299. And then we're basically good to go until that client interview time.
So the client interview would be when the finishing the account setup and...
No, I would create it and secure the payment because we send notification, let Google know you're getting that placement right away. And they said that's how they send out your PIN in the mail. They send you the Google verification form. That all happens when your payment clears. They're like automations that come through while I have you on the phone. They'll still come through to your phone like right now. So pretty much all I need is your go-ahead. You say, yes, I started up. You submit the payment. I'll get you all your documents in writing. And we get to work. We got to buy a domain. A lot of that money that you invest goes directly into the campaign, like the breakdown of it. The Facebook ads cost money. Buying your domain name costs money. I mean, in order to do all of this on your own, without the first page placement on Google, it wouldn't be nearly as profitable without the first page placement on Google, and it's also going to cost you like 3-4 times as much for the submissions individually. So.
Well, I really like the sounds of everything, but I just don't feel comfortable making decisions on such short notice.
That's understandable. That's understandable. I can get that. I can relate to that, but at the same time, that Google Places placement is everything. It's not the website. It's not the Facebook ads. It's not all these other things that we do for you. There's business owners in your area that have all those things. They even have Google verification. The difference in their profitability and what... what your profitability would be is dramatically affected by having a placement showing up on the first page and not.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that's providing urgency. If I was just building a site and doing all these other things, I mean, I can sign you up anytime. But the reason we're saying today and asking you for a commitment on a month-to-month deal and getting you all these discounts is because we understand that, hey, we're trying to fill it today, you know, trying to get that spot off the board before somebody else does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you signed up for a home advisor. You know that's like a year thing that you're committing to.
Yeah, but it's only one-time payment.
Oh, for the whole
for
year.
A whole year.
Yeah, but you're not going to get anything out of it unless you pay per lead.
A lot cheaper.
I could beg to differ on that one. I mean, if you buy 20, oh, sorry, go
ahead. To get money. I also have time to get money, and then I can spend it on leads whenever I want to.
But you don't really want those leads at the end of the day. Those leads are getting sold to like 3 or 4 other guys, and even if you spend your money on it, you know, you got to be better than the other 3 or 4 guys or faster than the other 3 or 4 guys. Then it just brings you back to what I was saying earlier. You're taking what you can get. It's not ideal for any business. Yeah, that's why you end up going backwards before you end up going forward. You know, you want to get jobs that are gonna. Sorry, go ahead. I don't want to sit here and tell you it's bad, but if you just look up FTC versus Home Advisor, like there's tons of articles. Like you're not their first client, you know, they've been around. When I first started working here, they were called Service Magic, and the Federal Trade Commission already shut them down once, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014, came back, come to find out they're still doing the same thing. And then Angie's Leads was Angie's List. I don't know if you remember Angie's List. That used to be there. Yeah, but Angie's List was going bankrupt. And so basically what they did is they sold all their client base, like everybody that was signed up on Angie's List, all their information, to Home Advisor. So they just got like a notification like, hey, you're welcome to Home Advisor. And then Angie's Leads now. It's the Home Advisor by Angie, they call it. And they're selling leads to people who are in that system and the guys that are on Home Advisor, and they're getting their leads from Google advertising and being on the first page of Google, which is where really people look. They don't usually say, let's Home Advisor it, or let's Angie's List it. You know, they say, okay, let me Google it. And then if they do call Home Advisor or Angie's, most likely they're price shopping. They're just going like, okay, I can get 5 free quotes on Home Advisor, because it literally tells them that. Just fill out this information. We'll have some trusted professionals contact you. But on the backside, you know, you guys, the business owners that are receiving those leads, you pay a lead fee. And it's like, yes, I got a phone number. I got somebody I can call, something to work on. And I get that feeling. But the likelihood that they would result in actual jobs is why the FTC shut them down in the first place. They're just kind of misleading you guys. And so not saying it's bad, but you're going to want to spend a lot more money than what I'm quoting you to be on the first page of Google month to month. You know, you probably need to buy like, what, 4 or 5 leads for every conversion. They charge you $20-$30 a lead. You know, now you're going, what, 80 to 100 bucks on the low end just to get one job. And if you're not doing like landscape design, now you're buying gas, paying 80 to 100 bucks to get the job. You got to use your equipment, your time. You might as well work for somebody at that point.
Yeah.
Or you could work with us, and we could not charge you all this extra overhead and lead fees and list you independently on multiple different platforms, so you're getting leads from multiple places without the lead fees or the question mark of what do I have to spend in order to get this to work. You know, I'm not even asking you to sign up for a year. I'm just telling you, like, compare it, you know, run them side by side. You know, we'll prove it to you month in and month out. It's what we always do with every client we sign up. We're always on a show improved basis with you guys. Business owners are usually very impatient. They want it now.